Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I just got back from a conference in Atlanta called Exposure and Profit, and it's run by one of my guests, Kelly McCauzy. It was an awesome time where there were 3 days filled with awesome speakers, and I got so many tips and techniques that I brought back. I wanted to share a few of them with you. And I'm entitling this, The 5 Things You Need to Do to Grow Your Business Now. So let's start here with tip number one. The first thing you have to do is have perfect clients. Now, what do I mean by perfect clients? You need to find people that are looking specifically to solve either a pain point or get to a pleasure point, and your product or service matches up with them. So the more that you can identify the perfect client for you, the better chance you have of speaking the language that they need to hear. And that's really what it boils down to. And one of the speakers talked about they were trying to sell a fitness product, and they put pictures of men on it. And then as they started to explore who would possibly buy this, they found out it was more women who wanted to buy that than men. So they started to understand exactly who their demographic was, the language that they wanted to hear, and the sales messages they needed to craft to communicate exactly what their audience wants to hear, what they need to know, and what's going to convince them to at least dig in a little further. So that goes to point number two, and that is clear sales messages. Now, one of the places where a lot of people falter is they focus so much on the features that they miss the opportunity to tell people what's really going on. People don't buy features. They don't care if you have a blue ball or a red ball. They want a ball that bounces the way they want it to bounce. And that's really the most important thing. What are the benefits to the end user? In the golf world, it's the ball that lands softer or drives farther or is the one that is going to be less likely to spin so you don't slice or draw or whatever it is. Each ball that you buy has a different value proposition specifically for the thing that you're trying to fix. So that means maybe you hit one ball off the tee and then you hit another one around the green. Unfortunately, in regulation golf, you can't do that. But that's essentially what we're trying to do. Is get out the message that this particular product, this particular service is going to have the benefits that you desire. You're going to get a flatter tummy. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better, whatever it is. The sales message has to be clear and concise and targeted towards that perfect audience. So point number three is this. Now you need a steady stream of traffic. Now traffic can be eyeballs in a newspaper. It can be website visits. It can be people that are seeing your ads on Facebook or Google, but it's up to you to get your message in front of the right people. One of the other things you can't neglect is sometimes you have to do that face to face. Sometimes you just have to get out and talk with people in order to get your messages in front of the right audience. Or maybe you're just starting a sales conversation. You're not really selling anything, but you're creating product awareness. The goal is to be top of mind when people are ready to make a buying decision for the specific thing that you're selling. So you need to get a steady stream of traffic, eyeballs, ears, whatever it is, in line with what you're trying to accomplish. The next thing you have to think about is your call to action. And what I mean by a call to action is when people are ready to purchase, they've made that decision, are you making it super simple for them to execute that exact thing? One of the things that I learned is that if you make it too complicated for people to get your product, they have to jump through hoops. The more pages and forms and things that they have to fill out, the less they're likely to buy. One of the things that makes it super, super simple is if you're selling something online, the easiest path is get them to a PayPal button, have them pay on PayPal with a credit card or their PayPal account, and then immediately take them back to a thank you page where they can get the product or service and download it. Another concept that I heard was never put the download on a download page. What you do is you get them into your email system and you send them the link from email. And your thank you page is actually there to maybe upsell something. Maybe you have another product or service that enhances what they've already purchased. So you have to think about the whole sales process, and that call to action has to not be in the way of the sales process. Now, if they're not ready to buy now, you want to get them on an email list or on your social media list so that you can go back and try again when they're ready to purchase. Give them the opportunity to say, I'm ready now. Or if they've gotten to the sales page and then left and didn't get to the checkout page, then you need to find a way to communicate with them again and saying, hey, you know, I see that you didn't get it now. Maybe I could give you a coupon to convince you, or let me communicate in the future when I'm doing this again, or maybe now's not the right time and you'll be ready in a week from now. So you want to make sure that you have that whole enclosed sales loop to make sure that you're communicating the right messages to the right people at the right time. Because frankly, everybody who goes to your sales page is not ready to buy. So make sure that you're doing something to keep them in the loop. The last thing is fantastic follow-up. That's number 5. So you want to make sure that you're following up with people that have purchased your products, people that have not purchased your products. So even people that have purchased your products a long time ago, make sure you're reaching out to them. One of the things I heard that I absolutely loved is every single person who purchases from this one particular speaker gets an email and says, can we do a follow-up phone call? And then he gets on the phone with each single one of them to make sure that A, the checkout was easy, to get their feedback, and also to enhance the relationship so that in the future, if they're selling something again, they had a personal touch from the person selling it rather than a cold email coming from nowhere. I love that personal connection. So that was one of the tips that really got me. It said, man, you got to make sure that people that have already been through the Bacon system or purchased your book, if I can get their information and get a hold of them, to do follow-up calls. And those who are not ready to buy, to make sure that you're following up with them too, to see if now may not be the right time, when would be. So that killer follow-up is so incredibly important. So I want to go through this again. And this is a whole mini system within my systems that I teach both with my productivity bundle and my checklist bundle and the Bacon system. But this is really some of the big takeaways that I got from this conference. And this is really a combination of all the wisdom that I got from the speakers and the two mastermind sessions that I was able to attend. So let's start with the 5 things. The 5 things you need to do to grow your business now. Number 1, you have to know who your perfect client is. What are the attributes about them that make them the perfect client? Are they male, female, young, old? What are they buying for? Are they buying to alleviate pain or maybe to add pleasure to their lives? What are the benefits of what you have to offer and how would it excite them? Get them energized to say, this is the right solution for me. Then comes the sales message. That's number 2. You have to have a very clear sales message that speaks to them where they're at the time when they're ready to buy. And if they're not ready to buy, you want to have a sales message that is easily repeatable. So when they get to that position, they will remember you because you're top of mind. Thirdly, you want to make sure that you have a steady stream of traffic. You need eyeballs. You need ears. You want to make sure that whether you're doing paid advertising or organic advertising, you got to make sure that you have a steady stream of people who are willing to purchase what you've got. Next, you have to make it so easy for people to purchase. Have an incredible call to action and don't make it complicated. And then finally, follow up with some follow-up. So these 5 things are really kind of the core of what I consider to be a nice little basic system that's going to help you make more sales, generate more business, and grow your entire organization. So start with those 5 things. Know your clients, a clear sales message, steady traffic, easy call to action, and follow up.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.